Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. He's happy. Good morning, guys.
What up, baby?
What up, Maxer?
What's going on?
Be humble.
LeBron James rejoins a team, guys, that has been the most efficient defensive team over the last, I think it was 15 games, right, without him. Comes back. Man. Didn't look so great. Here he is at the post-game presser on how he felt in his return.
I felt okay. Obviously, you know, the rhythm is the most important. You know, I had a couple, you know, drives and the ball got away from me. A couple shots didn't feel as good as before, obviously, but, you know, I was out for 4 weeks. So between that and the wind, just got to get those things back leading to the final stretch of the season.
Jay, could I give you a hot take?
Sure.
Because the Lakers were the best, number one most efficient defensive team in his absence, because they now have some shooting and at least they have a legit six dudes they can trot out there, right? Which is not the seven or eight you'd like for the playoffs, but playoffs, you might be able to hold it down. I actually think, even though it didn't look right at first, I didn't expect it to, even though LeBron is not a good defensive player in the regular season usually anymore, that's because he's holding it for high leverage moments. I think when you need him to play defense, he's still really good. And because I saw the way the rest of the team is playing defense, Jay, I think it's not just, hey, they might upset someone in the first round. I think the Lakers are live in the West, period, now, based on the way they've defended since he's been out. I know it didn't look great first, but he wasn't supposed to. That's my hot take. They are actually contenders. Where are you with all this?
I'm not ready to say they're contenders yet. I can't. Well,
that's why it's a hot take.
Because I can't. I need to see how Bron is going to play off this foot injury after missing 4 weeks. And also how his teammates play around him. I need to see how Rui Hachimura plays. I need to see D'Lo. You say all these names on paper. You see what the chemistry was beforehand. And I said before that I think how LeBron James comes back, how he's implemented, who decides to defer, I think on paper it looks great. They got seven games left in the season. So you're saying, hey, they could be contenders. I just need them to make the play-in tournament right now,
for
Max.
Sure, but my point is, Key, that with LeBron's history, as long as you can shoot and if there are people around him who can shoot and defend, and he got one more running partner, so he's AD is a running partner if he stays healthy, and he's got a bunch of guys who can shoot and defend, he figures that out. You know, he's always, his history
but
is
it's not up
he'll
for
take
him
that
to
figure
that out.
Out.
It's for other players to figure that
out.
Other,
it's for other players and Darwin Ham to figure it out. And LeBron to stay healthy, AD to stay. It's a lot. It's a yep. lot that goes into whether or not the Lakers are going to make a push, deep run into the playoffs. So seven games to go. I mean, you got to think five of the next seven games are on the road. Okay, I mean the Clipper game's at home, but it's basically a road game, but at home. And then when you talk about, you know, what will they look like? Can they get him up to speed? Can AD show up and not play and take more shots than eight shots? I mean, all of those sort of things, like Jay is talking about, what is it going to look like?
Key, let me ask you. So the Lakers have seven games left. Mm-hmm. You said five out of those seven are on the road, right?
Yes. Clipper game.
Clipper game, you know. Yeah. Okay, great, yeah. All right. And there's a back-to-back. AD played that back-to-back?
He better.
Right? That's what I think. It shouldn't even be a question. Like it was weird that it was a question against OKC on the back-to-back. Like you would hope that AD plays back-to-back when they need him to make the push the most. So, Max, I hear what the hot take is and how that sounds, because if I were to look at a team on paper, I would say, yeah, that seems – with these names, yeah, but understanding the history, factoring that into it with injuries and how it all works, I'm not sure.
I can't argue. You're right. What I'm claiming is they're actual contenders, but they still need some things to break their way, especially in terms of
look,
health.
Look, if they make it to the playoffs, they're going to be a good basketball team in the playoffs. I believe that. I cold-heartedly believe if they get in, they're going to be a good team.
Wait, did you say cold-heartedly?
Did you say cold-heartedly?
Cold-heartedly?
What was that?
You combined cold-heartedly with cold-blooded?
Cold-heartedly?
Cold-blooded? Cold-heartedly. Okay. He's whole blooded.
Okay, so y'all got a sound bite. Okay, use it. I don't give a damn.
Usually we wait until the end of the segment.
Yeah, look, wait, use it. You got one.
Right. Yeah, okay. What happens to me.
Yeah, you pulled the J.
Like King saying, wait, J, did you just say?
Wait, what did he say?
You got one. It's cold blooded.
Cold-heartedly. Yeah, cold-heartedly.
Cold-heartedly.
You know how it goes. Sometimes you think you're saying something. And you hope that you say it, and then when you say it, you go fast. Nobody catches it.
Yeah. Exactly. Did they catch that?
I think if they get in, though, I think it's going to be rough if they get in. It's going to be rough.
AD answered the question for me about, you know, can AD be the guy when LeBron – just the guy. I'm like, okay, all right, AD, for these games that LeBron has been out, you've been the guy. Maybe not the way, Key, you or I or a Laker fan will want him to overall be the guy, but, yo, he's carried – the torch.
He's done well.
Yeah. Now, can AD be the guy when LeBron James is on the court? Consistently be the guy. Be the number one guy.
Haven't they answered that in the bubble already? AD was great.
I knew you was going to say that, Max.
Yeah.
Because I just said it in my mind. I said it in my mind. I was like, well, he played pretty good in the bubble.
How long ago was that?
No. I said he played pretty good in the bubble, but, mm-hmm. you know, it was a while ago. In the bubble, people, depending on who you ask and talk to, think the bubble this and that, blah, blah, blah. It just depends.
It's several years ago. I mean, regardless of whether it was in the bubble or not, several years ago.
I just want him to be a little more consistent and dominant at times, mm-hmm. whether LeBron's in the game or not. Like, just be what we all envision you to be, which is that dude. That's all.
I hear the point about the bubble. He was good in the bubble, but.
Bubble, but?
Well, that's what he said.
I just don't like seeing when, like, guys like Troy Brown Jr.
That's a good point.
Like, I should never look – Key, you should never look at the box score.
And see a guy like that taking more shots than you?
Yeah, as a Lakers fan, and say, like, wow, Troy Brown Jr. took four more shots than AD. Mm-hmm. Wow, Dennis Schroeder took two more shots than AD. Malik Beasley took seven more shots than AD. Like, that should never be the case, ever, regardless of hand injury, foul trouble or not. I just want – regardless, AD be aggressive all the time.
So in other words, in the hierarchy of the importance here, it's not AD deferring to get people in a rhythm. It's not the default setting for AD must be aggression at all times.
LeBron James missed 4 weeks. He came back in his first game back, took two more shots than AD.
Right.
How is that possible?
And by the way, when they played the offense through AD in the bubble, they won the championship, and he played exceptionally well. No bucks.
Now y'all got people texting me talking about cold-hearted.
Cold-heartedly.
No, it's not even cold-hearted. You said cold-heartedly.
But although cold-heartedly does make sense under certain sense. I'm sure.
Yeah, you can get away with it.
Why not? Yeah. Who said it had to, Who said it couldn't be that?
Yeah, right? Because if I was speaking at Columbia in front of a couple thousand people,
he's
and
so
I said cold-hearted, they go, oh!
That guy got his PhD, graduated super
yeah, yes.
Tony in Texas wants to ask you a question, Key.
What's up, T?
Hey, man, how much are you talking about everybody else? How much did you get to go stay at home and go to USC, man?
Man, I got an education at one of the most prestigious universities in the world.
Key, they gave you a platform to compete.
They gave me a platform.
Land Rover.
Put me in a position that once I graduated from the school and I ended my NFL career, that I had an opportunity based on working with Tim Tesselon, our sports information director. Fine, young man.
They stacked that 401k.
He taught me how to handle the media both in New York and in L.A. And that's what I was given.
Key, were you
from the university?
Were you in Lear's? Were you in Citations? Or were you in Hawkers back when you were in college? What was the private jet situation for you?
We traveled commercial.
You individually, not we. You.
We managed to go to some different places at times, depending on
places at times
when you needed to get there.
Key, there's a lot of
Jay, there's a lot of, what would we call it, Max, wealthy, to-do alums and boosters who family members, kids of sort, gone to school with us, and we had the opportunity to follow along and be a part of what it was that they were doing, whatever it was, whether it was flying to a Cal game with the family.
It's like a big family.
The family, yeah, the family.
It's a family. So,
an extended family.
So messy.
SC. Extended family.
So good. Yeah. That boy, good.
By the way, the truth is SC in Southern California, man, that's a network right there. SC is probably the most influential institution when you really look at where everyone's placed in the city, different jobs, different stuff. It is
unbelievable. You know, in all seriousness, a lot of people really think I got paid to go to USC. Mm-hmm. I grew up across the street from USC. I bleed cardinal and gold. I don't know what you're looking like
way
that
before
for, Jay.
Went to USC.
It's like, why would I ever ask the institution to give me money when they're helping me get a free education?
Exactly. You don't have to ask.
When you don't have to ask. Why would he ask?
That's a valid point. You're not lying. Why would I ever have to ask? But, I mean,
no,
there is an alternative.
Our university is very serious about the education.
How come no one asked me how much I got to go to Columbia?
And there's a lot of people, like as Max said, there's a lot of influential people at this time. No, Jay, you know, back in this day and age, summertime we could work.
Key,
and so there's people that you can get jobs,
you got to keep the answer much shorter, man. Yeah, it's too much. Like when your mom asks you where you were, oh, first there was a track fire, and then I learned at an early age, man, one reason, not 17 things.
I'm trying to make sure I'm skating right, though.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, man, go work over there. Sure. What do I do? I just clock in. You don't have to do any
clock in.
Hey, Luca is not happy. Immediately, people's focus goes to Kyrie Irving, but is that the right place to focus? KJM, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Luka Doncic is not happy. He's not happy. He used to smile a lot on the court, he says, and that smile is gone. Mavs are now 3-9 with Kyrie and Luka both playing this season. Here's what Luka said about not having fun anymore at the post-game press on Friday.
It's really frustrating. I think you can see it with me on the court. Sometimes I don't feel it's me. You know, just being out there. You know, I used to have really fun smiling on court, but it's just been so frustrating, maybe for a lot of reasons, not just basketball. I think winning brings you joy. When you win games, you're happy, the locker room's happy, and you're just having fun on the court and playing together.
Not having fun. Kyrie was asked about this on Sunday, guys, on Luka being frustrated. This is what Kyrie had to say.
I don't think we should be surprised as players or media when someone says that they have human emotions, and especially when it comes to basketball at the highest level. I just don't think it should be a surprise, but it is a big deal. And I think you said, I don't want to misquote you here, you said like that's the first time you've seen Luka or explain that he's having, been open or expressive about it. Yeah, I'm sure he's had some private time to acknowledge it, but when he acknowledges it in the public eye, I think it's usually suppressed emotions from a long period of time, and he just wanted to get it out and get off his chest, and I'm proud of him for being honest and open.
So, naturally, a lot of people look at Kyrie. Number one, because Kyrie is one of a handful of characters in sports that we actually care about. The reason we care about him is his skills may be the best ever. He's in that conversation for most skillful player who ever played the most popular game or the fastest growing game in the world. And partly because those skills have not always translated to winning. Yes, he's won a championship with LeBron, but he's had pretty large sample sizes in places like Boston, for example, where he plays and where he doesn't play, and the record doesn't change. And then there's been off-the-court controversies and such. And so people watch Kyrie. What's going to happen? He's a character. It's like, more than the Mavericks, we're following him. What's going to happen when he gets to this new place? Will they win more? Will they lose more? And so we're looking at him. Jay, what do you think?
I think we're looking at the wrong person. Now, look, I get how the narrative could be drawn together. The Mavs are 2-7 in their last game, and it's easy for people, low-hanging fruit, hey, Kyrie, that's on you. But this team has lost a lot with Jalen Brunson, which they got nothing in return from, to the New York Knicks. Look at the Knicks. Look how they're playing. Fifth in the Eastern Conference. Lost Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie. I do like the fact that Jason Kidd and Kyrie have come to back Luka. But this whole thing, as much as people are focused on Dallas getting to an NBA Finals, because last year they got to the Western Conference Finals, I said when the trade went down that I still don't think this team has the pieces to go deep in the Western Conference. Like, I stayed at the first day because it missed pieces. This, to me, comes back to the main point that is trying to be accomplished here. They don't want Luka to force a trade. They're trying to do everything in their power to keep Luka Doncic happy in Dallas. That is what every Dallas fan is worried about. So hearing Jason Kidd talk about dropping back-to-back games against the Hornets where they played like dog S, like he claimed to say, hearing Kyrie try to come to the defense of Luka, the main narrative here is Dallas doing enough to keep Luka Doncic wanting to be a Dallas Maverick moving forward?
Ooh, and that's Key, that's the name of the game.
Compelling argument to me. They went out and got Kyrie. After they let Jalen Brunson go, they realized, okay, we need another scorer, another playmaker. So then they went out to get Kyrie and hope that Kyrie stays on after this season. Yep. They hope that he signs that extension that they put in front of him, and then they could go out and get other pieces to put in play.
It's a lot of hoping, right?
I mean, yeah, but that's you got to start somewhere, right?
No, I hear you.
Keep hope alive, baby. You got to start somewhere. And so I think when they are looking at this, they're saying, okay, we can build with these two, and then we can maybe go and acquire something else in the future. The Kyrie thing is interesting to me because although you look at where he's been and some of the stops that he's been in didn't work out the way people envisioned him to, and here he is that arrived in Dallas and in 15 games he's been on the team, it's been lackluster. It hasn't been anything a wow factor. And the first thing Luka says is he's not feeling smiling, he's not having fun, and everybody points to Kyrie. Everybody's starting to, oh, it's Kyrie. What is he doing now to mess up Luka's rhythm and mess up? It's like, well, nah, because prior to Kyrie getting there, it wasn't like the team was going to the NBA Finals anyway. It's unfortunate that he has to go through this in his career, some doing himself, but a lot doing others, putting it all on him in his behavior and in the way that he is.
Yeah, you lose the benefit of the doubt after a while, Key. Like, the fact is, but Jay, your argument to me is compelling.
But benefit of the doubt from what?
In other words, people want to see.
Attach it regardless, Key.
People want to see. Kyrie's on a team. What's
the
win
loss?
Here's what it is. You're asking, Kyrie's on a team. What's the win loss record with him on the floor? What's the win loss record with him off the floor? People will look at that. I look at that.
But
Jay's point to me is compelling, which is, what is this more a story about? Is it more a story about Kyrie, this character we know and follow in sports, and what is his effect on the winning or losing of a team? Or is it more about Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks with Luka Doncic, and before Luka it was Dirk Nowitzki, right, where they eventually did get one championship, and how Mark Cuban is handling the Mavericks? He let Steve Nash walk out the door, got nothing back because he figured at Nash's age at the time, with what he's going to cost, it's not worth it. That was a big mistake. And then let Brunson walk out the door, giving what he's going to get and everything. It's not worth it. And that turned out to be a mistake. So now Mark Cuban has this generational talent in Luka Doncic. He was great at the age of 15, best player in Europe, and he took the league by storm. Are you going to be able to keep him? Are you going to be able to win with him? You just made a conference finals. You let maybe the winning culture guy walk out in Brunson. Now the Knicks are really good. And what is Cuban going to do with this latest opportunity? I could be convinced, because I think it's both, a story of both, but maybe the bigger story here is actually Mark Cuban, Luka Doncic, and the Dallas Mavericks. Bigger story.
And also, guess what's about to happen? If they don't make the playoffs or they get bounced in a play-in tournament, the noise was already loud without Kyrie Irving. The noise becomes so much more now with Kyrie. People start drawing those comparisons together.
Like, and this is what I find compelling about it, Key and Jay. The argument that you're basically making, Jay, is so Mark Cuban now has this incredible talent in Luka. What are you going to do with it? You made a conference finals, right? Now, by making the move for Kyrie to cover up the mistake of letting Brunson leave,
it becomes worse.
Now you're putting it all on Kyrie. Fix this. But let's say Kyrie's not the kind of guy who can fix that. Does that count against him? Yeah, because given his level of skill, you think he should be one of the best players ever, and a guy like that should be able to fix it. Let's say he can't do that.
Does that count against who, Max?
Kyrie, in the sense that...
Why does it count against Kyrie?
Given the level of his skill, which may be the best ever, he should be able to make teams better. Certainly, at least not worse. But by doing that with Kyrie,
but it's also skills being compatible.
Wait, let's not get bogged down in that because I'm basically agreeing with you.
Yeah, but those are some of the generalizations that people sometimes combine that shouldn't be. You know what I mean?
I get it. I'm just saying that is putting too much on Kyrie. Whatever other argument you want to make about Kyrie, we could talk about that. But it's putting too much on Kyrie, and it's covering up the fact that Cuban has once again botched a high leverage moment in Dallas Mavericks history. Love me some Mark Cuban. Love when he comes on the show. Every show I've ever done, he's been a value add whenever he's been on. But, like, you got to say what you see. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, KJM. Opening day's almost here, guys. Key Giants fan, Jay Mets fan, me Yankees fan.
Why would I be a Giant fan?
Sorry, what'd I say?
He's a Giants fan.
I'm a Giants.
He's a San Francisco guy, of course.
Yeah, right.
You know this.
Dodgers. I can't even believe
no,
I said Giants.
He's a Giants fan. You know, he loves the Giants.
You're Mets. He is Dodgers. I don't even know
where
I got
you. You're a Blue Jay fan.
No, Yankees,
you're an Expo fan.
You love Montreal.
What should we expect when it comes to the new rules in baseball? How is this going to change things, KJM?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And joined now by Marlins second baseman on the cover of MLB The Show 23, Jazz Chisholm. Good morning, Jazz.
How you doing? Good morning. How you guys doing?
Not as well as you,
Jazz.
By the way, MLB The Show 23 officially releases March 28th. Will be available across all platforms. It's going to feature a new game, Storylines, that will bring the stars of the Negro Leagues to the game for the first time ever. How's it feel to be on the cover, Jeff?
I mean, it feels great. You know, it's every kid's dream to be on a cover of a video game, especially of the sport that you want to play. I'm sure, you know, we got J. Will over here. We got Keyshawn over here. And I'm sure they dreamed of it one day as a kid coming up, like, how sick it would be to be on the cover. And I mean, it's finally happened. I mean,
No, I hear you. Hey, Jazz, where do you bat? Where are you batting in the lineup at?
I think it's 2-3-4. That area.
Does the new pitch count, the new pitch clock affect the hitters in certain spots?
I feel like it affects a little bit the veterans a little bit more than the younger guys. Because, you know, us as younger guys, we just try to get in there and hit. And our approach and our timing, we haven't learned a little bit more than the veterans who want to catch their breath and breathe a little bit and do all that stuff. So I feel like it's going to be tougher for the veterans than for the younger guys like me.
Mm. Okay. Josh, how do you feel about the shift being eliminated? Do you like that? Or do
you
like
I feel
it?
Great.
Yeah, you like it? Yeah.
I need it. That's about 100 hits taken away a year.
Chad, I gotta ask you about that.
I love them eliminating the shift, though. I hated it.
But I hear you. Me too. But Chaz, I never thought it would last because y'all just take the ball the other way. Why won't hit? It's like stubborn. Why won't, like, if you just beat the shift, they can't shift against you? Why did it take a rules change?
You want me to tell you how hard it is to beat the shift?
Yeah, please
tell Max.
They weren't doing
the major
it for 100
league
years.
Baseball player, please explain to him.
Oh, so it's just like me saying, okay, how about Ben Simmons just learn how to shoot a three-pointer?
Mm. That's a good point, actually.
Instead of just how does an Antetokounmpo know how to shoot a three-pointer when he's open? I mean, like, it's just stuff like that. It's just like you got other guys guarding you to basically, I'm speaking in NBA terms, but like if you have a pitcher on the mound and he's throwing you cutters inside, changeups inside, you're not going to hit the ball the other way, especially if you got Max Scherzer out there, Jacob DeGrom, who throws 100 miles per hour. So if you're looking to try and beat the shift, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Like, they're not going to pitch for you to do that.
No,
and
I
these guys
it.
Are throwing 100
but
miles
Chad,
per hour.
I get it, but, like, Antetokounmpo did learn how to hit the open shot. He's not great at it, but he's good
man,
enough that he can
stop,
make you
Max,
pay.
The man is telling you.
No, I get it, but some guys can beat the
Max,
shift.
He's telling you. Jazz,
okay, so you're trying to tell me if Antetokounmpo learned how to hit the open shot, so you're trying to tell me Antetokounmpo is making that open shot 3 out of 10 times?
A little more, yeah, but yeah, something like that.
That's what I'm trying to say. In baseball, you're not doing that. You're not going to do that. You're probably going to get that 1 out of 15 times, especially when it's not
like
your strength.
I do like the fact that it's going to make the game more like the game I remember, right? Like, you know, the most efficient way to play a game is not always the most consumer-friendly way to play a game. So I am glad about the change. I just,
you're right.
It's frustrating to see.
No, it was the worst thing that was ever invented in Major League Baseball, man. Because like Jazz is saying, when you taking the second baseman and you moving everything over, you got the third baseman on the bag, you got the shortstop wherever behind him, you got the second baseman all the way over where the shortstop's supposed to be. Like, come on, man. You're talking about they giving you everything to hit and you can't because that's just not your strength.
Because, I mean, like, if you think of it, when the shift only has been in baseball for, like, 7 years, 8 years, probably the most 8 years right now, 10 years. So, like, me growing up as a kid, when you're playing baseball, they tell you, hey, hit the ball up the middle. I get to the big leagues, I hit 50 balls up the middle, I get probably rewarded 3 hits.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
listen, this
I grew up trying to learn how to hit the ball a certain way. I get up to the big leagues and the rules change because now everybody's on one side of the field and only that little piece over there is open where that's nobody's strength ever.
This happened in the UFC.
I'm going to hit it to the middle and I'm going to be out.
Right, the most efficient – as it happened in the UFC even, the most efficient way to fight turned out to be not so consumer-friendly, so they changed the rules and started standing guys up, right? Like, people will figure out the best way to play, and if the fans don't like it, they'll change the rules so the game is more like what people want. I think that's what the rules change is about. But anyway, yes, I'm just very frustrated as an old-time grumpy baby.
Old man.
Meantime, the Marlins open up against the Mets and Max Scherzer.
Oh, jeez.
Jay, talking to Jazz Chisholm, Marlins, middle infielder, really, second baseman, hits. When you hear someone hits second, third, or fourth in today's game, that means that's one of the best hitters on the team because two is the old three. Anyway, Jay wants to face major league pitching. and to know what it looks like. And he believes that he could make contact, even if the foul tipped the ball, against live pitching against a guy like Max Scherzer. What do you have to say to that,
Jazz? First off, Jazz, let me defend myself, Jazz, here, okay? I have blinding confidence. Blinding confidence.
I
just want to make it happen, Jazz. I believe in myself. Until chances are I probably get struck out multiple times. Did we give a limit on pitches? Was it 10 pitches, 15
you
pitches?
Have to, no, it's an at-bat. You said at-bat. You can foul off a ball at least against Max Scherzer live.
I think I can make contact, Jazz. One.
I feel like you can foul off a ball, but I don't think you're going to hit it.
Okay. That's a win for me, Jazz.
But fouling off a ball is you doing this and putting your bat right there, just and he's just going to throw it there.
I don't think Jazz.
That's like bunting.
That's it.
That's like me saying I can hit a half-court shot.
Jazz, do I look like I'm Sammy Sosa? Well, no, don't answer that.
At some point, you kind of, sort of. At a certain point in time, maybe. The answer.
I'm just saying, Jazz. A bunt is a win for me, Jazz. A bunt is a win for me.
Jay, I'm saying my grandma right now, she is 76 years old. She can go in the box right now and hit a foul ball off of Max Scherzer.
If he doesn't want her to,
okay.
No,
okay.
Hey, Jazz.
No, my grandma used to play professional softball.
Yeah, but see, okay, you see what you just said. Your grandmother played professional softball.
She's like that.
Different to me, Jazz.
She's like
that. I was going to say, Jazz, don't let Jay's career at Duke.
My hand-eye coordination
NBA,
key.
NBA basketball my hand-eye stuff.
Jay won't do it better than my grandma.
He's a Sammy Sosa lookalike. Doesn't mean he can hit.
Yeah, I believe your grandma can hit better than me, Jazz. See, I own up. I own up to
100%.
Quick. Yeah, I'm down with that.
Your bat speed, your bat will still be on your shoulders by the time the ball crosses the plate.
You never even see me swing a bat before,
I don't need to. I don't need to.
Jay, if Scherzer is not pitching.
The foul ball is the easiest thing to do in baseball because you can close your eyes and do a foul ball. If you can hit a ball fair, then that's different. Anybody in the world can make a foul ball contact. I've seen it. My girlfriend can do it. Everybody can do it.
Against live pitching, Jazz, if they don't want him to.
Bro, my girlfriend has went into a batting cage that's throwing 95 and made foul ball.
No, wait, Jazz, that's much.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's just doing this.
No, but against a batting cage, you can time it. You can't time a major league pitcher's delivery if you're Jay.
If Jazz is saying Jay can do it, Jay probably could do it.
It's a foul ball. We're talking about if he can actually make contact.
I don't think he can make contact.
He's not going to make contact. A foul ball. You gotta realize the bat is this big and the ball is this big. So all he has to do is be in this vicinity of the ball.
Then why didn't Mike Trout do that against Shohei Ohtani in the WBC? Oh, it's hard.
He did foul off the ball, though.
No, yeah. 3 swings and misses. No, he didn't make contact in that at bat, the last one.
Man, leave me
bro,
below,
the
man.
Difference is we have a plan. He's just going up there and swinging. He's gonna touch it. He's not. It's not going to be like, oh my God, he just threw me 5 balls at 96 miles per hour, and I'm not going to touch one.
Jazz owner, I thank you for confirming that I can hit a foul ball. I do want to confirm. You know, you and I, we never won.
But a foul ball doesn't mean you're good. At
true.
All.
No, I'm not claiming to be good, Jazz, at all. I'm just claiming to have the ball tick off the bat. You and I have never won a Super Bowl, Jazz. But you know what? You and I share something that Key hasn't. We've been on the cover of games before. So I just want to
been on the what?
On the cover of a game. You know. So I just want to say.
Damn, Key, you never made the cover?
I don't think I've ever been on the cover. I've been on many Sports Illustrated and stuff like that.
You've never been on the cover of a video game, Key.
No, sorry about it.
Me growing up.
You're not in this club, Key.
Key growing up with pinball. There were no video games.
Growing up, it was all about getting on the cover of Sports Illustrated,
Jay. See, Jazz, you get so salty about you. Key, you got all the accolades.
I didn't get salty. You brought it up. I didn't say anything about the cover. You brought it up.
Hold up the cover, Jazz. Show them. Where's my cover? Put up my cover. Put up my cover,
Pat.
Put it up on the screen. Put it, there's one cover. There it is. Yeah, show him, Jazz.
That's what's up, though.
Show him, that's what's up. That's
that ain't got nothing to do with you, Jay. That's him.
Oh, I got my cover. You're lucky I don't have it here with me, Key. It's okay.
I'm good. I've been on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Same here.
Times.
I've been on the cover of Sports Illustrated too. I'm good.
That was my
Jazz. Chisholm, Marlins second baseman on the cover.
All right, Jazz.
Of stay a video up, brother. Game, stay up, like man. Jay. Thank you, Jazz.
You guys as well.
We are presented by Progressive.
I don't care what Jazz say, Jay. You ain't hitting no foul ball. I don't care. He just doing it now. I don't care what Jazz says.
He ain't making no time. Unless Scherzer wants you to touch him, you ain't touching him.
I'm going to listen to the professional baseball player
here. Because for him, it feels easy because he's an all-star.
I see Max walk into the studio. I'm not judging him on his baseball skill.
PC walking to
the
jeans alone.
He said to walk alone.
The jeans alone, huh? Just his whole uniform, dress code, everything. Just you gotta.
There's no answer to that.
Great,
100% true. All right. When was the last time you used a waffle maker? KJM ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Cold heartedly.
KJM, ESPN Radio.
Cold heartedly.
I don't even want to ask Key this question because I'll bet you the answer is like this good. Morning because he's a cook. When was the last time you used a waffle maker, Jay? A waffle maker, not like frozen waffles, a waffle maker.
College?
How about you, Key?
College?
I got about five of them in my cabinets, and I got the mini. I got Mickey Mouse. I got the mini ones.
You use them?
I got the – no. They got frozen damn
– number five.
Frozen waffles in the refrigerator.
Right.
I mean, like, come on, man.
Throw them in the toaster.
Throw them in the toaster. Exactly. And I don't eat them. Anymore? I don't eat them. The kids eat them. But it's just ridiculous that you have several waffle makers – hanging around your house.
We're asking because Myron Metcalf asked on Twitter, what is it about a waffle maker at hotels? I don't know anybody with a waffle maker at their house. I don't know anybody who even talks about waffles. But put a waffle maker at a hotel and there are 46 people waiting in line to get it.
He's at the Residence Inn in Bristol. That's
stop
why.
Lying. We don't love waffles like that.
I know where he's at.
He also could be at a resort in you know, and they have the buffet line where they come and
the buffet line.
Yeah,
you
right.
Say the buffet line.
The buffet line, man. I'm talking fast. Stop. You go. Okay. You gonna have me dissected. You gonna have me dissected every word that come out your mouth.
Yeah, so we got the sound. He just said buffet.
No, Buffett.
But listen.
Warren Buffett? The Warren Buffett line.
The Warren Buffett line.
Y'all need to get in that Warren Buffett line. I feel good.
Oh, boy.
We were about to interview Warren Buffett on HBO during a fight. Uh-huh. Like, because he was out there for a Terrence Crawford fight because that's the hometown fighter. So we needed to do a mic check. Why did Warren Buffett sit there before the show? He said, $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion. That's a true story.
Shut up.
That's a true story.
What a savage line.
Yeah, it is.
Let's get a sound check.
$1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion. He could have been anywhere, though. Jay, he didn't have to be at the Residence Inn.
I know that waffle maker personally. I've seen it. Like,
but there is something about when something's all set up for you, right? Mm-hmm. Like a juicer. Mm-hmm. No one uses their juicer, but
my wife uses the juicer every day.
Max, I got about three of those sitting around.
Me too. I got juicers everywhere I turn. I never use them.
Never use them.
But if someone set it all up for me and cleaned it, put it right there, and left the vegetables or the fruit, I would use it.
That's great.
Coffee makers, but they still buying Starbucks.
Right.
Like it doesn't make any sense.
Because the whole shooting match is, will someone, the real pain in the butt is the setting it up, the cleaning it. If someone does all that for you, sure, you'd use it.
That's like making matcha in the morning. You guys ever made matcha?
No.
I don't, but they do.
Yeah, same,
my wife,
same,
the process same, with the whisk.
They got all that. It's just a waste of time.
The hot water, and then you have to, put the milk in.
Oh, listen, if you have the energy to make French toast, God bless you.
Oh, I got the energy to make French toast.
I know.
Sure.
I'm just saying, 100%. Like, that even is a process when you just fry up some eggs.
I'm
going to
do that. That's fast.
The
that's easy, Max.
The French toast is easy. I do it sometimes, but it's still, it's more
work.
Yeah,
my French toast is ridiculous.
Regular toast.
Yeah, I respect that.
How do you do it? You do a little cinnamon, a whole nother level. Vanilla.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Like, on a whole nother level, yeah.
He uses the challah bread.
Give,
his neighbor brings over the
challah.
His neighbor brings over the loaf challah.
I do a little croissant sometimes, you know. Little wheat bread. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I put it down with the. Woo.
You know, Key a real chef because whenever Key starts talking about food, he starts naming all the spices he put
all,
in his
all the spice
he
stuff like, I haven't heard
a
of.
Cinnamon, give me a little yeah. nutmeg and a.
Where's that from? Well, that's a spice from Portugal that no one's. What?
How'd you know how to put vanilla extract in it?
When you travel though, that's true though. When you travel though, Max, sometimes in different places and different mm-hmm. countries and stuff, the spices you bring them back and nobody got them. And then you got them. They like, man, where you get that from? Man, I put that together in the back. You know, I just cook that up.
It's a secret sauce.
Yeah, for sure.
Tamara in Buffalo has something to tell us, guys.
Hi. I just wanted to say this is my first time ever watching your show. And it's, you know, you guys are so passionate. I love y'all. And I'm going to make sure I watch this show every day because y'all are great. I love it.
I love it. Tamara, tell your friends.
Tamara, okay.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I was about to say, tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, and you're all handsome, too.
Mm. Oh, thank you. I
all know. Right, who paid her?
She's
who paid her,
mainly
who paid
to, me,
her to call in?
No,
nobody paid.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love me some Tamara. Stacy in Florida, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Trimmed in.
My nose alone.
Hi, yes. Hello, I just want to say first, I love you guys. I got 3 points I want to make before they put me on mute. First of all, that call, I'm with Jay Will. They can't make that call. Thank it's you, like Stacey. A teacher that's grading on the curb the whole season, whole, and then you call it as a player, as a coach, you're going to have your guys in the huddle. And if they're calling it one way, you're going to say, okay, they're letting you play, go out there and I want you to play hard. Or if they're calling it light, okay, you can't touch them. You know, they're calling it this way. Yeah. So also my second point is, Jacksonville Jaguars will have 11 wins this season. Ooh. And I want to give a shout out to my twin sister. We both are breast cancer survivors, and she just hit 5 years. My battle is still going, but I love you guys. Keep it up.
Stacey, we're going to pray for you, Stace.
Stacey didn't talk about how good looking we were, though.
Well, she was talking about her fighting breast cancer.
She's talking about some other stuff. She's going to beat all that, though.
For sure.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing that
Max.
Out.
Kellerman, though, man.
Pointing that out.
I don't think she was talking about all three of us, though, Max. I think she was just saying me and then Jay get a little trickle down. I don't think she was talking about all three.
Oh, hey, you talking some, about? Hey, who are you talking about now?
Hey, sometimes the trickle down ain't that bad. Never mind.
What?
If they're talking about handsomeness, I just assume it's me.
I got to stop. Key.
Yeah.
I go yard on your pitch, though. Word up. You pitch to me, I'm going to
knock I got a lot of movement. I got a lot of movement with my pitches.
I guarantee you out of three pitches, I'm making contact.
But that line, you might make contact.
You're not talking about Key. You're talking about Max Scherzer.
That's what I'm saying. Key's a drop-off. I'm winning that battle.
KJM Greeny coming up in moments with Max Scherzer.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.